Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Jeff,
Chris.
Let's start with this. Yes. Let's start with this on a night where if this was 20, no, let's go with 19 years ago because I'd be 21. I'd be thinking about going out to the bars. And instead, I'm thinking about the Steelers injury report, as one does. Aaron Rodgers talked today. Your read on the likelihood that he will play just from how you thought he sounded and everything else that's gone on so far with him.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I thought he was going to play last week, and we didn't see him practice today. I mean, the feeling is he's going to play. Like I said, I had that feeling last week. I mean, he did admit that it's not an apparatus. That's a cast on his left wrist. So I still think there's some question involved there. I love how he said, you know, that he had 3 days to allow it to callus over, which just sounds, I mean, horrible that that was the case. But, it seems optimistic that he will be able to go on Sunday, and with a few more days of rest, hopefully more so than it was last week.
What about Derek Harmon, Jeff, as we go through this injury report? Obviously, he's not going to play. Broderick Jones is not going to play. But how big of a loss do you think it is for the Steelers in this game against a pretty good Buffalo running attack?
Well, if nothing else, don't you think that that minimizes or I guess from Buffalo's standpoint, maximizes the opportunities, you know, to double up on TJ because you don't have Harmon there. I mean, you like some of the things YA Black is doing, but he's not Derek Harmon. I think Harmon was starting to roll into himself a little bit. I mean, Benton's had some plays, but he's not a run stuffer as much as Harmon is. So you miss that on that side of the ball with Hayward on the other side. So, I mean, listen, Buffalo likes to let their tackles kind of be on an island, but I think in this standpoint, especially without Harmon, it's going to make it more difficult. And you're facing a team that loves to run the football, and few do it better than the Bills have done this year.
Jeff, Broderick Jones out. Give me your basic like take on how you think he had been playing leading up to this injury and how much of a blow to them, if at all, it is that he's not going to play.
Well, we hadn't been complaining about him for the most part, so it's especially compared to earlier in the season. So I think he had improved, especially, and the worst game he had was the game where Sam Ollett wasn't in there. And I think that should be pointed out, that he was better, he's been better with Sam Ollett in there. The drop-off to whether it's Pete who worked there today or whether it's, you know, Calvin Anderson, I want to see. You know, how much – I think we'll find out more about – as much about Broderick Jones as we will the whichever guy fills in at tackle based on how they perform on Sunday. But I think Broderick's been all right. I think he has improved, not that he's been, you know, great this season at all.
Jeff, no DK Metcalf at practice either today. Are we going to get one of those situations where because he had adrenaline going and he could get it taped up and everything else, he was able to finish that game and then it's going to get worse? Or do you expect to see him at practice later this week?
I expect to see him at practice probably tomorrow. I think this was more one of those Wednesday, let's not push it. Let's give him a bunch of days in a row that he can rest that ankle. There doesn't seem to be any feeling that he will miss the game on Sunday.
Jeff, I'll leave you with this one then, because I think it's more of a broad-based question. It has nothing to do with that injury report. You've got Colin Cowherd basically saying, yeah, Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. Wonderful. He's also only won a playoff game or more in four of his 18 seasons. Have they ended with at least one playoff win? You've got former players like James Harrison tearing the scheme to shreds.
Yeah.
You've got current players not going over the top, but kind of quietly wondering about the defensive scheme in particular. Where do you, when you kind of take lay of the land on how Tomlin, especially, and this franchise are being received right this moment, where are you on that?
Oh, boy. Well, let me say this from the room, because Patrick Queen brought this up again today about maybe simplifying the defense. Like, maybe there's too much there right now, or guys are thinking too much instead of just reacting. We heard that a little earlier in the season, but that came back again today. So that's a little bit significant of what's going on as of overall. I mean, listen, this team's been inconsistent. They haven't won a playoff game. I think we're starting to see nationally where people are understanding why, where they never could understand before, they kind of understand why there's frustration in Steeler land.
All right, Jeff, you always kick this off every week. You're the first person with the least amount of info because of practice reps who's got to pick the game. Steelers, a 3.5-point home dog against Buffalo. How do you see it going?
Bills 38, Steelers 24.
He's Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, and that is the Hawk Report. Donnie? Enjoy the bird that you'll be eating tomorrow, Jeff. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thanks, Mosley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.